Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan, is encouraging Vincentians to remain vigilant and observe what is happening globally with regard to COVID-19. Dr. Duncan also disclosed that vaccines are still available and urged persons with flu-like symptoms to be cautious when visiting health centers.
We have joined several other CARICOM member states who have said that if you're fully vaccinated and you have a negative antigen test around 24 hours old, then you're allowed to enter without any quarantine. This is significant because a rapid antigen test is significantly cheaper than a PCR. So we've been doing that, and that has allowed for some ease of travel. And we know the hotel and tourism industry was looking forward to this sort of change, so that they could, see what they could bump up the occupancy and so forth. But, we still have to be very mindful. We still have to be careful. We still have to be watchful and to gauge what is happening around us. Vaccines continue to be available to all the public health clinics that we've been offering them. We have, for the moment now, we have closed our flu clinic, so you're free to access any one of our 40 health centers if you think you have any flu-like symptoms. Of course, if you're going there for that reason, we would like you to first of all indicate that as soon as you get there, you will indicate that the reason why you're there, so that we can take the necessary precautions, for the other clients who are in the waiting area. And always, please, if you come into the health center, please always wear your mask.
Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan. Regionally, following the gradual decrease of active COVID-19 cases in Dominica, the government has decided to relax its protocols and restrictions initially meant to curb the spread of the virus in the island. The ministry said that the decision takes effect from today. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Dominican Republic since the outbreak now stands at 578,113. Internationally, a 60-year-old man allegedly had himself vaccinated against COVID-19 dozens of times in Germany in order to sell forged vaccination cards with real vaccine batch numbers to people not wanting to get vaccinated themselves. Meanwhile, COVID-19 cases in China's largest city of Shanghai are still rising, with millions isolated at home under a sweeping lockdown, as the draconian zero-tolerance approach to the pandemic increasingly draws complaints from residents who are fed up with the restrictions. While small by the standards of some countries, the daily increases are some of the largest since the virus was first detected in the central city of Wuhan in late 2019. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.